sample a James Bond song, part of our spy music series slash half step slash evil music series. We don't really know where we're going, but we know what we want to talk about. This time, we're going to talk about another thing. Heavy in half steps, with an emphasis in half steps. We are talking this episode about the Phrygian and Locrian modes. We are going to talk about this is a series cap within a series, because we've done the other modes before. Go check out those other episodes on Dorian, Mixolydian, and Lydian. We're going to cap it off with Phrygian and Locrian today, and hopefully help you make use of yet another two tools in the Tune Shed.
Hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mick Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Yo, dude. We've got electric guitar in today's episode.
Woohoo, it's ready to rock and roll. And I love the shout out to the other mode episodes. Those were so fun to go through all the different modes. For those who don't know the modes, they're just like fun, different scales. Like major is a mode, minor is a mode, but then there's like a bunch of other ones. So we talk about those, how to use them, when they're used. And we're doing a double today? We're going to hit the last two that we never got to?
We're going to hit the last two. And it was always my plan to do these two modes together because they're so similar.
Oh.
And because they're used, I wouldn't say interchangeably, but there really isn't a huge difference between the two flavors.
Ah, okay. I love it.
So let's get into it, shall we? Let's just jump right in.
Well, hey, actually, right before we jump in, I should say we got a Discord channel where we're trying to get people together, talk about music. It's a cool place to just hang out. You can be a producer. You can be just a lovely music listener, someone who just enjoys music a lot. Just join, hang out with us. Links in the show notes. We also got a listener support link down there if you want to support the podcast, help us grow, upgrade our equipment and whatnot. Really appreciate all you lovely listeners. But yeah, let's get into it. Let's learn about the modes. Let's just jump right into it.
Let's just hop right into it. If you hop into the Discord, I will hop into these modes right now. let's talk about Phrygian first. Phrygian, okay. Like
sounds cold.
It is. It's Phrygian. Man, now I'm not going to be able to unhear it. It's the cold mode.
It's the cold one.
It is kind of cold sounding. You know? If you've listened to our other mode series, you know that the easiest way of just hearing a mode quick is to figure out what starting thing it is. Mm. Right? So, like, Dorian is starting on D and playing all the white notes, right? It's like C major, but it's starting on the second thing. Okay. Mixolydian is the fifth thing. So we've done 2, 4, and 5. 2 is Dorian, 4 is Lydian, 5 is Mixolydian. Obviously, 1 is Aeolian or Ionian, and 6 is Aeolian.
Okay.
Phrygian is 3, right? So we're starting on the third scale degree and working our way up.
Okay.
So in the key of C, we're going to start on E. And gotcha. Just play all the white notes. So if we do that.
Just for everyone on modes, like typically. Typically, we just play in the first and the sixth, the major and the minor. We call them major and minor, but we call them something different when we're talking about all the other modes, all these E and modes.
True.
So starting on the three, so it's like you're playing all the white notes in the piano, but you're starting on E, and E is your home. That's what you have to internalize.
Yep. E is home. Okay. E is home. Let's play an E down here, and then.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds nice.
That's sort of the land that we're in.
Cool. And I guess the reason you have to internalize that E, the reason Marty's playing it all low, is because if you're not careful, your brain is so used to major and minor that you might accidentally just start pretending like C is home or A is home, and that would be your major or minor scale, right? So you really have to focus. E is home. This is like a different setup, you know? It's the same notes, but a different setup, a different relationship and tensions between the notes.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between And it's the same. I
Yes.
just played the same melody, but it's
Yes.
two different notes on the. Yeah, if you think again, only the bottom note matters, man.
Oh, that may be our best episode.
I
I'm
think
just
that's
gonna
our
say
best
it.
like theory episode. It's such
Yeah,
a good
best
one.
theory episode. It's so crazy because it's something I've always been stressed about when I'm making music. I'm like, ah. And then Marty just explains why actually the lowest note is the most important note for defining the theory and what matters and the harmony in your music.
That's all you need, man.
So you
Just
don't have
that
to pay
one.
attention if you have some crazy sharp five, random flat six, double flat 13 extension. It's cool. It's the lowest note. This is what matters. Oh, beautiful. What a powerful concept.
Just that, man. That's all you need. Phrygian is cool because of the half step between do and re, I guess re, technically. The first and second scale
Oh.
degree is a half step.
The E to
That's
the
not on
F,
like
if you're
the E to
thinking
the
like
F.
E Phrygian. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the magic right there. That's what gives it that like Middle Eastern feel, that raga.
And that does not happen in major or minor. It's
Nope.
a whole step on the first,
It doesn't
the do
happen
and re.
in Lydian, in
Oh.
Mixolydian, or Dorian. It doesn't happen in any of the other
Oh.
modes besides these two.
Oh, okay.
Right? That half step right there is
Yeah.
it. And it is it can give it, depending on how you contextualize it, it can be evil sounding. It can be like super sneaky sounding, like in spy music.
Yeah.
It can be anything. Let's quickly hop into Locrian while we're at it.
Okay.
Locrian is the same thing, but there's a half step between five or four and five rather than five and six. So the half step happens one instance lower in the scale. That's it. So if we're thinking, and it's number seven, right? So if we're only playing the white keys, you would start on B,
Oh, okay.
right? So I'll play a.
Yeah.
Similar,
If you did a listening
almost.
test, I would struggle to
Yeah.
differentiate.
Would you like me to play E Phrygian and E Locrian next to each other?
Yes, that's a great idea. That's a really
Okay.
good idea. Yes,
So
please do.
here's E Phrygian. Let's see if I can. Oh, yeah, it's easy. Okay, so. Phrygian. Then here's Locrian.
Very similar.
They're so similar. I think
Yeah.
Locrian has just like a little bit more of that uneasy, evil thing going on.
Yeah.
Just like it just adds a little bit more.
Yes.
But
It's
they're
like how
so similar.
the cold, like Phrygian, the cold is, its coldness can be pretty dark, but Locrian, the locusts, very dark.
It can. And a lot of like hip hop samples, Phrygian
Oh.
stuff. You know, tons
Really?
of stuff.
No.
Baby
I like
got back. That's Phrygian. I mean, here's your bass note. There's that half step right there. That song's obviously like super goofy, you
Yeah,
know?
right. So it's not necessarily, they're not always cold and evil. That song is like the silliest song ever.
Yeah, it's such a dinky little sample. Like, it is technically in Phrygian because dun, 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 dun. It's got that like that like little guitar sampley thing in the back. I lay
Oh,
waste with
yeah.
the Oakland booty. But yeah, like, I mean, what's. Na, da, 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 da. Oh, Here, let me go down. Because I need to go down an octave. The wall coming.
I couldn't figure that one out until you sang.
Yeah, that's it's not good. Very it's not very distinctive, is it?
But... yeah, not as distinctive as do 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 po 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 po.
Yeah, right. But once the wall is calling. That's Phrygian, baby. That's it.
Okay, so you can do a ton with this mode.
You can. Yeah. You can do a ton of evil stuff. Oh. Here's one on electric guitar. One of my favorite songs ever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you were an Alice in Chains fan, Blake, but that's one's a wood by Alice in Chains. Into the flood again.
Oh, table nice.
Story was back then. That one's a great one in Phrygian. Lots of like 90s grunge stuff.
Yeah.
Phrygian everywhere, like.
Huh. It's one of those things that like I don't know it well enough to be like a song comes on. I'm like, oh, that's Phrygian. Whoa. I never noticed that.
Yeah, and the easiest way is to find the root.
Yeah.
So F, we've got F.
Okay. Home. Oh, if you hear that half step.
That half step is a. Yeah. That's the telltale sign. That's the dead giveaway. Dead giveaway, man. That half step there. It's either Locrian or Phrygian if you hear that.
So it's very common to hear the half step sort of resolving up to home, like the 7-1. That's like in major and minor and all the other ones, right?
In major, yeah.
Oh, just the major. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because the minor, yeah, there's the different types. Okay, yeah. But yeah, still in major, like 5-1, the 5 chord has that 7 note in it, and that 7 note resolves up. But if you ever hear a 2 resolving down and it's a half step, then you're like, okay. Locally,
yeah,
Phrygian.
Yeah,
thumbs up.
Yeah, and that's a good point actually. That's how it's used to get back to home a lot. It's used in the opposite way. I actually never thought about that. That's cool.
Oh, because there's no 7 to go up, so you use the 2 to go down.
Yeah, use the 2 to go down. It has the same effect, the same leading tone. It's just leading down.
Leading.
That's
to...
super cool, dude.
That is cool. It's funny because that's why half steps are so powerful. That's why they're full of tension. Like if you just play in a key and play a note. That has the right tension, like it'll want to resolve by a half step. You don't typically resolve by a large interval, you know?
Yeah, not usually. Not unless
five to
you're
one, maybe because it's so associated. I don't know, yeah. Others.
In like Mixolydian, it's got that flat 7. So you get a lot of like,
yeah.
You get a lot of that stuff, but
yeah,
you know.
Sounds
but
like
yeah,
rock and roll.
Like these modes are so they're so fun because they sort of like skip your brain over and you have to think about the scales in an upside down way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and
totally.
Like, dude, tons of Alice in Chains, tons of Nirvana, tons of Tool, like,
oh,
all of that stuff. I don't even know if half of those people were conscious that they were using Phrygian, you know.
Yeah.
But the half step that like. They were, you know, probably jamming on E minor, and that half step just seemed so cool, like, you know, so evil sounding, so dark, like, yeah. Man, it's like, half step is so like there's so much you can do with it.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not even sure if
Loaded.
I was playing in a mode just then, but like the. That it's that half step. It's that half step above the first skill degree.
I wonder if that's how they thought of it in James Bond. They were sort of like, hey, there's half steps that resolve up, there's half steps that resolve down in these different modes. Like, let's just go crazy and use this interval everywhere. I really wonder how
Yeah.
they got to it because it's different enough that it's its own genre, you could argue. Maybe it's not the biggest genre ever, but it's distinct, right? And they got there somehow. I would love to know who originally wrote that theme and made all that
Yeah.
happen.
The history, like the musicology of spy music is sweet. It's not something I know a lot about, nor do I know how to research it. I know, the theory behind it is pretty apparent to me at
Yeah,
least, but
shows
yeah,
up.
the writing history and stuff, that's not my strong suit, but if you are like a musicologist or know about the history of who was inspired by what to make the James Bond theme, like, dude, we'll have you on the podcast. I would love to talk about it.
Yeah,
It'd be
for
so
real.
fun.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, what the biggest foray into like ethnomusic history or just like music history we did was our huge series on brain fart, John Cage.
John, oh
We
yeah, that was a
did a
great
huge one.
series.
John Cage was fun.
Yeah. The Wendy Carlisle one was cool too.
Yeah, the Wendy Carlos one was awesome too.
Carlos. Well, Carlisle.
Wendy Carlisle. Brandy Carlisle, that's who you're thinking of.
Oh.
I was like, Wendy Carlisle, Wendy, Brandy. Brandy Carlisle, baby.
Yeah. The John Cage one was cool though, because we talked about some of your strange compositions, like just strange compositions and what music is and kind of threatening the boundary all the time and if that's art, and then having those kind of heady discussions that philosophers love to have. It's pretty fun.
What is art? What is
Yeah.
it art?
For some people it grinds their gears. For me, it's just kind of fun and laughable. I
I
still
love
want to
it.
have the conversation, but I'm not gonna let it ruin my life.
You're right. I love to giggle about it. Like,
Yeah.
does this count as music? Is that music?
And my hot take is, it doesn't really matter if it inspires discussion, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It has something to it. Like there's so many art pieces that have just sat around and never inspired any discussion. That's not a bad thing. It still could be amazing art, but there's so many art pieces that are like technically not good, but inspired lots of discussion. And that has some sort of value to it too. So, I don't
Yeah,
know.
man. Dadaism, like, I love the Dadaist movement
Oh, wait,
as
what?
like a
Phil, what's.
Dadaism is the visual art movement. The first Dadaist piece of art was an artist was like very frustrated by the circumstances surrounding some sort of like art installation thing. Like, I don't know, he was beefing with the art community or the art museum. And he
Yeah.
decided to hang his snow shovel from the ceiling, and he was like, "This is art now." And that sort of inspired a whole like Dadaist movement of like,
I
it was sort
see.
of the original meme. Like it was like, "This my snow shovel is on the wall. It's so meaningful, bro."
It's almost the original NFT because I'm sure it was for sale.
It was it, well, yeah. It was like a, yeah, for sure he got money for it, but I
Four
mean,
million or
it
something crazy.
inspired the whole I am the walrus, like I am the Beatles song I am the walrus
Oh.
is a really good example of like Dadaist music, you
Cool.
know, like not purposefully nonsensical lyrics
Yeah.
that they
Super
never.
effective song. It to me,
Yeah.
it's I've been having this concept lately about effective, where like everyone knows if they like a song, but then I was worried because there's some songs that you're not supposed to like. They're supposed to make you uncomfortable, and feel something, right? So how do I appreciate that music? Well, the way I've been thinking about it is it effective? Is it making me feel something?
That's
And
cool.
that song is super effective. It puts you in a mood,
Yeah.
and there's tons of songs like that that I mean, that song I actually like a lot, but there's some songs I don't like, but they put me in a mood and I'm like, okay, I gotta respect that. Like they made music do something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and not all, yeah, it's like songs are meant to make you feel happy, sad. Meant to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes unnameable feelings too. It's just, you still know, like if that song comes on and you go to that place, that's how you measure it. It's effective.
That's true. When I feel like, when I listen to I'm the Walrus by the Beatles, I feel like I'm being trolled. You know, like I feel like I'm being trolled.
Same with and, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh my God. That's where to end it. Never gonna. Yep.
We're so far away from Frigid and Locurian at that point.
I love it, dude. We'll get back to it though. The next episode will be our last one. We're gonna play with Locrian, I think.
Oh, cool.
We're gonna do it.
Nice. Put it in a fun context. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, until next time, everybody. Much love.
Bye.